Stop rubbing your cans.
Because I'm full of big thoughts.
It's weird. It's just weird seeing you do that. Not a fan. Not a fan. I'm not one of your Tinder boyfriends.
Your you
trillion
mean,
Tinder boyfriends.
You're not Tinderized?
No.
What about all your Tinder girlfriends you had before you had your real Tinder girlfriend? There were scores.
Scores. I was going to say scores of whores, but
no, I wasn't.
We can't do that on the Queen Show.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I'll submit that. No. Whatever. Yeah, there are people before. Maybe there'll be people after. Maybe my girlfriend will die in space.
She won't.
Like she won't. Sandra Bullock.
She won't, because I'm going to make sure she has a fire extinguisher in her car. And she'll be
so
safe.
She can blow herself to safety right through the atmosphere.
That's right.
Gotcha. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Allison Frank. Show's website. Thanks for just instead of hi.
You know what I just thought of when she was burning through space? That she just said, I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
All right. Enough. Enough getting on my nerves by crapping on the artistic achievement
of gravity
of the last couple of years,
which was toilet.
Yeah, toilet. T-O-I-L-O-T.
They should call it toilet in space. Sandra Bullock hyperventilates in this crapper.
Show's website's in papasbasement.com. Go there for a new episode of the show every Monday and every Thursday, as well as my writing and our contact information. We both dick around a lot on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm at Papa's Basement. She's at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N.
Woo!
As well as the magical link to our Facebook, because who doesn't like Facebook?
Everybody
It's
does.
The best. The
oh,
kids.
Super
That's the scuttlebutt with the children. The Facebook. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Right. And last but not least, use the podcast app on any iOS device and the approximations thereof for the Droid
to
find us on iTunes. Subscribe to us,
Can
rate
you tell us,
us leave
what
a
those
comment.
Are for the Droid?
I don't know. There's thousands. That's the problem with you Droid people. You don't just have sweet Tinder. You have, what was your creepy, weird matchmaking app that was nothing but like gentlemen and
it was
Indian programmers.
When you were talking about Tinder all the time, I went to see if it was available for Droid, which it was not at that time. And they have something called Swipe. And what that proved to me was that everyone that owns an iPhone is
beautiful,
attractive.
Yes. We are, by the way,
and intelligent. And everyone that has a Droid is
a creepy guy who likes having a lot of gigahertz.
A Mexican in a 10-gallon hat.
Yeah.
Shirtless and a pair of boots taller than he is.
It really was like it had auto-detected your zip code for like Juarez or something.
No, I mean, it was here. It was right here. It was at your house. I'm like, wow, are we in Little Mexico or what?
Little Mexico.
Yeah.
It's a witty pull. Little Mexico.
I mean, there's a lot of apple pickers around here. I'm not sure.
I forgot your preference, though. Would you go that way? Did you wade through the sea of fine,
virile
Latino gentlemen? Or they
weren't
fun?
No, I mean, it was just a lot of people. I mean, a lot of shirtless Mexicans in cowboy hats. And that's just not, whether they're Mexican or not.
What if it's Pitbull?
No, I mean, if he's shirtless, I don't want anyone that's shirtless. I mean, unless they're at the beach. I mean, but these guys are just.
What if it's Luis Guzman?
Checking their mail. It's like. Come on, seriously.
That's virility in their culture right there.
I don't know. That's dumb. It's lame.
Have you ever dated Latin?
I hadn't really dated. No. Mm-mm. I mean, Latin? I mean, Crazy Carlo, but I mean, we weren't really dating.
Just scrumping?
No, as you put gross. It. No, never. And actually, we did go to a ball together, and then when we had to take our photo, there were like two poses that you could do, and it was like facing one another, holding hands, looking lovingly into each other's eyes, but we're not a couple. So that was, and the other one was like putting, he had to stand behind me and put one hand.
Like a prom photo.
Yeah, around my waist or whatever. They cued you like 1, 2, 3, you can do beautiful. And he was like, because I make myself so, we talked about this, unapproachable.
Oh, I thought that was his noise because you have a big butt. So he was just like, and drooling.
No, I mean, if I wear leather pants, people think it's a sofa. He just sat down, had a couple cocktails. No.
Speaking of, we actually get to do a real quick aside. It's current events today. We're recording on Friday the 18th.
But
so this will be airing
Thursday?
Yeah, what, the 24th? So by that,
2 days after my birthday. So be sure and wish me a happy birthday.
All right, we'll figure something. Yeah, wish, tweet Allison at Allison Frank. A-L-L-I-S-0 and Frank. blah, blah, blah. Did you see the photo Kim Kardashian put out today?
Nope.
Like on Instagram? I saw Opie from Opie and Anthony tweeted it, and then it popped up on CNN. I'd kind of forgotten about it. And they're like, Kim Kardashian's bathing suit selfie.
Nope.
And she hashtagged it no filter. Here it is.
Okay.
She's in a white swimsuit. It's just her from behind with the fake blonde hair. There's her pooper.
Okay.
There's the side of her boobie.
Okay. She looks
good. I hit the monitor.
She just had a baby a half an hour ago. How many people can do that? I mean.
What, have kids a lot?
Yeah, but then lose the baby weight right away. I mean, I still haven't lost mine. I never even had a baby.
You were a baby 40 years ago.
That's right. 41.
Yeah, that was the worst line. I apologize.
Well, it happens.
I got to say, the angle her ass is at right in that photo.
Yeah.
Like, just that angle.
Okay.
I don't mind that too much.
No, it's fine. She looks good.
She's got crappy ass overall. Again, because she fake inflated it. Like, I don't mind something that's genuinely that
size.
She
had an x-ray, John.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's filled with, like, chicken fat. Like, it's just filled with other fats. There isn't, I'll give you this much, there isn't a Zeppelin in her ass. There isn't an O to humanity waiting to happen if she goes and tries to light a fart.
Oh, gosh. She's
but
fine.
She got lipoed. And she obviously got lipo and had the fat stuffed in her ass. Same way her jugs are fake.
Who cares? She looks good. There are people who with
means
look good. So.
It makes these weird angles on it, though. Like, they're, like it looks pretty good from dead on.
Yeah.
Like, from behind.
But that's not even dead on. That's like a side curvy kind of view.
Do you know how rehearsed that photo was, though, that
who
pose?
Cares?
It wasn't.
Who cares?
I don't know, man.
If I'm going to post a photo of myself, I want it to be flattering. Why am I going to post one where I'm just hunched over and my jelly rolls
with
a toilet in the
background? I'm just
saying,
it seems like any time it isn't her putting out a shot, like an official shot, and it isn't like the paparazzi snapping her dead on, it looks like hell.
Yeah, but if I was just chasing you while you were checking your mail and I'm just snip-snapping, I'm not going to get you looking good either. You see what I'm saying?
Touche.
So there you go. It's fine enough.
I just wanted to toss in big butt talk.
Okay.
Timely 6 days ago, big butt talk.
Yeah. My sister, she's the one that got the apple bottom in the family. I've got the Bradford butts.
And the butter face.
That's right. They go hand in hand.
Your sister
Bradford
has
butts.
A wolfish face.
I mean.
I've only seen a couple of pictures on Facebook, but woof. Speaking of.
I like how
referencing our last episode.
That's correct.
For those who are lost. Referencing Sandra Bullock in Gravity.
In her skate pod.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But no, my sister, she's the cute one, really. But she got the apple bottom and she got the lips that you have. You know, those nice,
those full
lips.
Sweet D-essers.
I mean, yeah. Easy tiger. Yeah. So, but yeah, I got the pancake butt. That's what she calls it. Like, it just, when you pour pancake batter, it just spreads out everywhere. It could just go forever, you know.
Hold on. I'm just writing
people.
Some notes down. I'll stop you from floundering in a moment. Keep going.
That's pretty much it.
Speaking of floundering, do you still talk to Flounder from DC 101?
No. I mean, not really.
Really? He was going to get us ahead in the radio world. What have you accomplished? Do you talk? Don Geronimo friended you on Facebook.
Correct.
Do you talk to Donnie G?
I don't really. I haven't done it. I haven't been feeling well. So I mean,
oh, I can tell.
No, I mean, I really haven't. I was peeing blood for 3 days.
What
no
happened?
Joke.
What it's, happened? It's how just, do you manage that? That was, I've never been like, I've got the sniffles and I pissed blood. That's never like symptom 3 or 4 down the list.
Man,
that's
was,
John's
a,
in the ER.
I had a really rough week. For
oh, really? You're like, I got really stressed at work and then I peed blood. I still don't get the mechanisms behind that.
I couldn't find my
were,
number.
Were
two.
You in like I an underground find... fight club? Where?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the rough week?
Pretty much.
What happened to make you pee blood?
I think it's just the kidney thing, the left kidney, that mass that's on there. Just
what?
Once just
you have a mass on your kidney?
For real? Like, don't you know this stuff already?
No. Yeah. I thought you got it treated or yanked or I forgot you had it, to be quite honest. What do you have on your left kidney?
It's just this, like, mass there. Anyhow, every once in a while I do pee blood.
Is this in your Tinder profile?
I should put it there.
Oh, goodness.
Immaturity is hot this season.
So, like, when you're putting your weirdly provocative juice picks.
Right. I should just announce.
You should be like, this helps me not pee blood, boys.
That's right.
And they'll all be fanning themselves like an old black woman in a Baptist church.
Honestly, it wouldn't matter what I said when you take those kind of photos.
That's true.
I could just.
You're like, I just took a heck of a dump. Here's my cleavage.
I reinvented the wheel, fellas. Wow. They're like, I see two roundies right there.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was my whole week. I recouped the one day. But
are you not peeing blood anymore? Let's not skip the important
part. I did have
parts.
A low-grade fever at 2 in the morning, but I don't have a fever now.
Are you peeing blood? Did you just pee blood into the toilet at the station?
No, I did not, but I really hydrated myself yesterday. And I am
if I give your little tumor a handshake, will you start peeing blood again?
I think if you push on my back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like if I was like, heck of a show, Brownie, and I smack you on the back.
It may not be good. You might shake some stuff loose.
What if I'm like, okay, it's massage time, and then I do the karate or open fist.
Yeah.
And I do that across your back.
I mean, actually, it would probably feel good the left side of my back.
Would it feel good until the mass burst?
I mean, it really was not a good week. I really was pretty sick. I was like, Monday afternoon, I was like hobbling around. So it was pretty bad.
You're my friend and all, but that's horrific, and I never want to hear about it again.
It was horrific. Tell me about it. Are you kidding me?
I want you to pretend.
It lives up to the hype, so don't do it. I'm just telling you.
Wow.
It's because of the stone, essentially.
Oh, God. Stop sexing up our airwaves so much. So you have a kidney stone separate from your kidney mass.
I had the stone surgically removed, and then I wound up with a subsequent infection.
Don't you, like, pee into a net, and that's how you get rid of a kidney stone?
I did have the stent put in, and I removed it a couple weeks ago. So I think this is just, you know, kind of snowballed from there. I was doing good with the hydration, then I kind of laxed. And then I think being dehydrated kind of just...
You've gotten so quiet, by the way. I'm just looking at the recording levels. I must sound 3 times louder than you.
Sorry. Anyhow, so that's the way it goes. It happens.
Not really. Never had kidney stones or peed blood. So when you say that's the way it goes...
It's just stay hydrated.
Can't track with you so much.
If you stay hydrated, you'll likely never get one, so... But it isn't good because that when they put the stent in.
Oh, no, my dad used to have him. He'd be sidelined by him. But I remember him peeing into a net.
You did have to do that. You do. When you pee actually into a cup or whatever, and then you run it through the sieve.
It looks like one of those like Poland spring cups at the side of the water machine, except the very bottom. It's bigger, first of all.
Yeah.
Or maybe just because my dad had a huge pecker. They gave him a giant one.
That's right. They're giving him an elephant sleeve.
It looks like the Tin Man's hat.
That's what they call a Texas catheter. That's where it like slides on like a condom.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then you can pee into it and it goes into a bag.
That's a real thing.
It's called
for the
Texas.
Guys who can't take it in their pee tube.
Sometimes you have like an inflamed prostate or whatever, or you have a crooked urethra or it's, you know, crippled by disease and it can't go inside. Or sometimes it's just a temporary thing and you put the, but now they actually sell the Texas catheter like for sporting events and stuff for guys who don't want to go to the bathroom. So they just put this meat sleeve over their business and then it drains into a bag so they don't have
to
leave.
I want one for the show.
Because we're only here for 60 minutes and you can't hold it, Maria.
Well, I stopped drinking water during it and now you're like, oh, hydration, peeing blood if you skip a sip of water.
Yeah. Yeah, I drank a lot of water already today. That's why I had to go to the bathroom just twice on our break. So.
When you peed blood.
I mean, I didn't pee blood right now, but I did have a fever
this
morning.
Fireworks could continue though.
I was peeing a little bit yesterday. The 2 days before that, Tuesday and Wednesday, brutal. So Monday it started, and that was rough. It was really bad. Anyhow, we don't have to talk about that anymore. That's pretty disgusting.
Well, I kind of want to because you've been... For 2 weeks now, since we missed the shows last week.
Right.
You've been hitting me. You love these hypotheticals you'll
Correct.
Throw out there. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, would you date a girl who's missing a foot?
Right.
You know, what would you think? Would you date a blind girl or a deaf girl?
Right.
And then I think really hard and I ask what her cup size is. Ba-dum-cha.
That's right.
Lately, the one you've been coming to me with.
Well, I didn't come at you a lot. I mean, I just asked you the
one.
It's
been a while.
Yeah.
You've done it a couple times.
Oh, different questions. Correct.
No, no, no. This question a couple times, several times.
No,
this one seems to be the hot topic for you. Can you play along? God damn it.
Okay. I asked you this 100 times.
Thank you. Jesus Christ.
But I didn't. I asked you once.
Spell it out for you. You dunce. So the hot one, one you can't let go, and thus I want to propose it to the listeners.
Okay. Yeah.
So fired up.
Oh.
So fired up.
The question, you want me to ask it?
No, I just, the scintillating energy crackling between us.
Well, I
got to put on my spot welding goggles, lest I be blinded.
Let's talk about my kidney mess some more. Hot topics.
For some reason, I don't know why you remember this as a one-up, but truthfully, you've asked it at least 3 times.
Okay, what is it?
And you've asked me, would you date a girl with a colostomy bag?
I didn't ask 3 times. It just happened that I got a Tinder match, and the Tinder match has a colostomy. And when I asked a lot of people about it, I was surprised just how fired up people got about it and how passionate they were about it.
So one of your Tinder matches?
Correct.
Has?
Right.
Is packing?
So that's why I posed the question. You already find this person attractive.
Did you like colostomy guy?
Well, that's why we're a match.
Yeah, but some people just kind of toss it out there, like, you know, and then you wade through. You say, I like you to everyone. If you haven't done Tinder,
I didn't.
You see photos of members of the opposite sex or however you prefer it.
Right.
And then you click like or dislike.
Yeah.
And
but it's just based on their photo.
Depending on if they've done the same, it'll say, you guys are magically matched.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And some people just click on everyone. And once you're matched, you just don't talk to the person if you don't want.
Yeah, I mean, there are those people that have done that. I've talked to people who have done that, too. And they're just like, oh, you just...
So you don't swing that way?
Just to say yes to everyone? No. Okay. I was pretty selective, so...
All right, so you like this gentleman.
I mean...
You like him on some level. You thought he looked okay.
Yeah, so we're a match. And he's like, hey,
so
I got
how deep into it does he bust out, hey, I crap from my...
Abdomen.
The side of my ribs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Into a bag on my tum-tum.
I don't know, like a couple conversations or whatever. And he's like, hey, I feel like I should be upfront about something. Hey, I've got this crap bag. But that's not what he said. He's like, I had diverticulitis and blah, 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 and now I've got this colostomy. So, and so then I asked other people.
Did you react?
I just said, that's fine. Like, it happens. You know, it's not a big deal. So, I mean, it's not to me. I mean, I'm a nurse, one, so I figure, well, that kind of gets me a leg up. Maybe I'm, you know, because I'm a nurse, it doesn't really bother me the way that it would bother other people. But when I've asked actually doctors and nurses, cool ones, hip ones, funny ones, laid back ones, and I asked them if they would date someone that had one, they said no dice, not happening. They're not willing to take it on. And a lot of people are saying that, you know, if they had a girlfriend or if they had a wife and that happened to her, you know, some accident or...
They do the right thing and leave her.
Correct. Okay. No, they just said... But I said that's different because already you have a foundation of love and trust and all
and memories where they weren't crapping from their stomach into a bag.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But I asked you if you would and...
Did I ever answer?
Yeah, you did. You said... yeah, I would, but like...
Oh, I thought I answered like Scarface when he was asked if he was gay. No, hell no.
Well, your brother, I asked your brother too. And I was like, hey, would you do that? And he's like, are our breasts all right?
Like, I mean...
Are our boobs intact?
I don't know the ins and outs of the colostomy.
He made a lot of jokes, but then I asked him for real. And he's like, you're sounding like Maria. You're being a nag. And I was like, just thumbs up, thumbs down. And he said, thumbs down.
I mean, there are perks. You never have to worry if you're knocking at the back door.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You're going to get like, something there.
I mean, that's right. I mean, it's going to be clean
now,
as a whistle.
Now, that said, if you're playing with her breast, you will be staring eye to eye.
Not eye to eye.
With the brown bag demon.
I mean, couldn't you just for yourself just pretend like it's a camelback and that she's really into hydration?
Does it go to her back?
No, it's in the front. But let's say the camelback strap is in the front. Can't you just say, oh, she's really into
what
water?
What if she got like a crazy straw? And we kind of put it like on a bag like 10 feet away from the bed. So I was just looking at a thin little straw.
It's not going to...
That's not quite as bad.
Why don't you just duct tape it closed?
Well...
Like you can't do that.
I mean, that's the problem with me.
And then she starts vomiting, dookie.
I wish I could be a big enough prick, but I know, A, if she was cute. Like, don't get me wrong. She's a 5.
No.
And she craps from her stomach. into a bag next to it.
But that's what I'm
saying. Sorry.
She's not. That's the thing. Like, you're picturing a bridge troll with a crap bag.
No,
that's
no.
Something else.
I'm going with, like, Angie Harmon.
Right. Or Claudia Schiffer. I mean, you already found her attractive. So she's.
But I mean, like, there's some people on Tinder where you're like, eh, okay. And then there are others like, oh, please, God. Oh, please. I know you're out of my league. Please just drunk click me somehow.
You got one of those.
Yeah.
That's your girlfriend, so.
I did all right. I yeah. did all right.
But what I'm saying is, like, you do find that person attractive.
All right.
So let's say your girlfriend got one, and she was like, hey, you find me hot, you think I'm attractive, and ta-da! It's like a magician's scarf out of her abdomen.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
like,
I mean, it would be weird.
Yeah.
I would probably work around it. But again, it's because
well,
part
the thing
of it
is, you have to understand that when you have this thing, like, that person is already overly conscious of about it.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you know what I mean?
So, I'm going with the fact that because of this issue,
yeah,
if you accept this person, they yeah. are so lame duck.
Yeah.
Like, they have to be good to you. Like,
but I don't think so, because this guy, he just got laid 2 weeks ago. So he's not, like, hard up. You see what I'm
well,
saying?
Well, yeah, but I'm not talking specifically about this guy. I'm mm-hmm. just saying, if I'm doing a hot girl yeah. and she has a colostomy bag.
Right.
And I go through her phone someday.
Yeah.
And she's, like, texting five other guys. And it's, like, all these sexy selfies on the side that doesn't have the bag. I would lose it five times worse.
Like you.
Than I would normally. Like, I would be livid.
Really, in that photo of Kim Kardashian that you just showed, she could have a colostomy bag on the other side.
Oh,
you'd
we
never
wouldn't know.
Know.
That's what I'm saying. They could take the sexiest selfies and it'd just be like, do you, you know, some guy's going through our Instagram and be like, do you have, like, a good side or something? You could say that.
That's right. Or you see her with a scarf in a bikini.
I was going to say, like, holding a bicycle or holding a motorcycle helmet under her armpit, like going out for a drive.
Right. I love my teddy bear.
Or, like, her costume is Alan from The Hangover, and that's the baby. Like, she just stuck a doll head on the colostomy bag.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. I mean, the thing is that I asked a lot of people, and the vast majority of people said, absolutely no way, not happening. So my friend Cameron in Florida,
you have to be talking one charming mother effing pig.
Yeah, but I think, but you already match with them. And so you, if you
want
to date
like that's some binding social contract. That was me hitting a green plus sign or a green heart. That's it. Or swiping to the right. That's all that meant.
But I'm saying, like, then you chatted with them and you think they're fun or whatever. So they've got two pluses. But then the negative is, hey, they got this crap bag or whatever.
The crap bag. Which I just want to toss out there.
If you're, this person is going to be overly conscious about it themselves.
Yeah, like, no kidding. You've established that like 18 times. And no one listening to this is going to be like, well, why should she care that she craps
in
her tummy?
But I'm saying if you're getting intimate or you're getting ready to do the slam dance and you're going to scrump, they're going to change out that bag. And they're not going to leave it full.
Oh, just the word full.
And you're not going to be seeing corn and beans.
Oh.
Just sloshing.
Is the bag clear?
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm picturing. Just
it
like,
is clear.
Are you joking? I think at least we get black so you wouldn't see it.
No, but if you have problems, you do want to see it.
I'm going to fart.
Like, what if there's blood in there?
Oh. It's a clear bag full of crap on their tongue. I take back what I said. No, bitch is gone.
But she's gonna.
I don't care.
Can't you scrump her with a sweater on?
Oh.
Katie's listening.
Yeah, and she doesn't do this.
But if she did?
Katie?
You better not get diverticulitis.
Keep that butt healthy, girl.
It's not your butt. It's your colon.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Your intestines. So.
Oh, it's like a milkshake and a straw. It's the same same entity. It's all milkshake. Oh, it's a clear bag? Why? That's just showing off. That's just hot dogging.
It isn't. There is a reason. You want to see what's happening in there. And when you clean the bag, you want to be sure it's clean.
Oh, I'm so sick.
So you have to.
Oh, they're reusable? Like the way a girl's pantyhose hangs in the crapper? Is it just going to be her bag dripping out?
They make these things.
My shower curtain's going to look like Luray Caverns, brown stalactites, or do I mean mites? I don't know which one. Just dribbling down the side of it?
No, I mean...
No.
But you need to see what's going on. And when you rinse it, you want to make sure that it is clean. You don't reuse
They're not
them.
Vacuum bags? You don't just like throw it in the
you
toilet?
You can, but it's very expensive to do that. And why? It's your own body, whatever. So you rinse them and then you put it back
on. It's a bag full of feces. That's why. If I pooped in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah, but when you crap on
I
your
wouldn't
butt,
rinse
butt
it out
cheeks.
And then fill it with Utz chips and go to the park.
They're not filling it with chips either. They don't use it to hoard popcorn into the movies. You don't say.
Oh, there's no God. You've got gravity for there's no God. I got this story.
You don't fill it with Raisinets and offer them to your friends.
Oh, dear baby Jay.
You want to be sure that it's clean. You want to be sure that everything is coming out properly. Like if it just came out black tar or you were bleeding or whatever, you want to be able to see what's
Wouldn't
happening.
Wouldn't you want to die keeping your partner happy? As happy as they can be in that circumstance?
But they are going to be happy if you're healthy and you know what's going on with your body. And then it can be reversed sometimes. Sometimes it can, sometimes it can't.
So I'm just doing like a 2-month bid with the poop bag? Then it's just a funny story. That's like saying, what STD do you want? And it's like one of the curable ones. Because if I'm peeing fire for a week, that's hilarious.
I mean, this particular gentleman, he's having his reversed. But I actually talked to another Tinder match, and I asked him that question. And he says, you know, that's kind of a unique question for me. And this guy is very fit, very active, mountain bikes, blah, blah, blah. He's ripped. And he said he had one, like, and just had it reversed in March or something of this year.
Is this something I'm missing out on? Is it like an underground? Is there a blogging community?
And it's funny, the guy in Florida, the sexual deviant, the one that's got like trains of chicks, scores of chicks or whatever, I asked him and I thought for sure he'd say no because he can have his pick of the litter, you know, all of his, you know, Playboy bunnies and people fly from all over to go and hang out and, you know.
He's a degenerate. He'll want to have sex with the poo hole.
I mean, you're not allowed to do that. Oh, and that's what this guy told me. Listen to this. Are you ready for this?
I'm listening.
Anyhow, the deviant said, yes, he would do that. He said his dad had one, had it reversed, and his dad didn't have any problems scoring chicks, you know? Like, it doesn't affect your sex life and all that. I mean, it is, aesthetically, it can be unappealing, but if you're with someone, they're going to take it off, they're going to clean it, it's going to be just a clear bag on their stomach, you know? And you're not going to see any business or whatever. It's kind of like frosted glass.
But doesn't it just, like, leak out? Like a drool?
I mean, they can't control
it. Like, especially
it.
If you're shoving them around.
I mean, it's like
rough.
You when you're scrumping and you get the urge and you've got...
Can I defecate the bed? No, the similarity is not
As
there.
As my mom says, you got a dog at the door. So when you have a dog at the door, you can hold it in. But then they get a dog at the door and he just runs out.
Oh.
They don't have any control.
It can't even look like a normal dog either. It looks like the dog that went through the telepods and the
you
fly,
know what it looks
right?
like? It looks like one of the pumps at Sweet Frog.
Oh, like the mush they fed RoboCop.
I mean, Sweet Frog is delicious. So anyway. But yeah, a lot of people I said absolutely no. And there were the people who said yes, I was very surprised. One, the guy in Florida. But my friend Cameron was like, no way. And I was like, so that person doesn't deserve love. Because, and he's like, he doesn't deserve my love. He's like, call me shallow, call me superficial, but I'm not willing to get into that. Just no way. And then he started asking me all these crazy questions. Like, would I date someone that was missing a limb? Would I date a guy with a micro penis? Would I date somebody
Answers,
with a glass?
By the way.
Yes to all of them. I don't have a problem with any of those.
Oh, God. You are Ellis Island. You just let it all in.
But the thing is, I do have a problem before... You know, everyone thinks I'm all high and mighty. I do have a problem with teeth. So if somebody had bad teeth and was unwilling to get them fixed or cleaned, you know, just because they weren't... A lot of people have bad teeth and they aren't uncomfortable. They aren't in pain. They just have a fear of the dentist.
Well,
or they
I'm glad
don't,
some lines have been drawn here.
Yeah, I'm not doing bad teeth. I mean, just I'm not. But I think because the person with diverticulitis or who has this, they didn't necessarily do it to themselves. You know what I mean? So I just don't really think that it would bother me so much. I mean, I think it's I'm able to put myself in that person's shoes. Like, are they thrilled about it? No.
Yeah, how about the tooth person?
Yeah, what about the tooth person? They should get their teeth fixed. I have a thing about teeth. I'm attracted to people with nice teeth, smiles, blah, blah, blah.
I gotta say, if I'm choosing between jewel tooth here.
No. Yeah. I don't mind a jewel tooth. You I don't mind. It doesn't.
Not like an actual jewel in it, like the smelly tooth girl from Always Sunny. I mean, like Jewel the singer.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Like a little snaggle tooth.
Those are snagged.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. She has a nice smile still. You know what I mean? It's pleasant. And people don't think of Jewel as a troll.
Yeah, because she's got a kicking bod. What if Jewel crapped into a tummy pouch?
I don't care about that. To me, it's still a nice smile. It doesn't have to scream my dad is an orthodontist, but they should have exemplary oral hygiene. It doesn't look like she's been eating caramels. You know what I mean? She doesn't have a caramel ripple across her front teeth. Whew. So
you have to be missing a lot of teeth before that's worse than the tummy bag of crap in my book.
But that's what a lot of people said. So a lot of people are on that team. They're just saying, no way. That's not something that they're willing to take on for dating someone.
Because what if it pops?
It can do that. But what about what about having you been with someone and they have their period or they fart or whatever, or you farted or whatever?
Never farted during sex. Mm-hmm. I've always managed to vice the hell
but
out
I'm
of
I'm saying those things can happen. And if it happened, I'm not going to break up with you for it just because you farted. Or because
do we not see the same degree
of difference?
Your
girlfriend banged you with that big, huge cottage cheese-filled cyst on your
back. One, you're making it sound like I had an udder.
It was disgusting.
I had what looked like, I guess, a big pimple on a shoulder blade. I'm sure she didn't see it. She wasn't mounting me. Missionary, you know, or giving me doggy style. I was giving it to her. So
it
I don't
doesn't
think
matter.
She saw
like,
it.
Isn't she touching your body and rubbing your back? Oh, that's it.
We're kind of squares like that.
Ugh. So you just smush.
Just like putting together two pieces of a grilled cheese just with a spatula.
Just the plug goes in the socket. You don't need it root around.
Yeah.
You don't have to massage the wall.
Fancy techniques.
Just turn the light on.
Yeah.
That's it.
Get the power flowing.
I'm saying that thing was the size of a half a dollar. I mean, it was gross. I mean, it really was.
I mean,
was.
You
it's
certainly
a 50 cent
carried
piece.
On when you popped it. I didn't see you pop it. It was on my back. So.
It was three big pouring cheese pools that came out of it. And then all the
stuff. Like fondue pots.
Ugh, it was. It was really bad. Like afterwards, you were like, I can move my shoulder now. It was like you were Quasimodo.
It didn't feel that bad, but that's what
every guy... Or you
know
De Niro in that movie when he's carrying around his burden the whole time? It was kind of like that.
What, his son Fredo?
No. In the movie where he's in this wilderness thing and he's carrying his burden the whole time. And then that's a good movie for like a metaphor and being reborn. And
doesn't sound too subtle. He's carrying something called his burden.
I think he called it something else.
I think I get what he was going for there.
I think I just
does he let it go at the end of the movie?
Yeah,
the
that's burdens? What I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. That now we just relive that with that cyst on your back. I mean, that was disgusting. And you're lucky you have a friend who's a nurse who is willing to
I'm just glad
that wound.
Yeah, I had someone who could forgive me that disgusting sin.
Okay, but
I
you
know
didn't
it wasn't
even,
lighthearted like sex with a guy who poos into his tummy.
Yeah, but you didn't even have a bag to catch all that cheese. Like, that would have been nice.
It would have eventually gone away, right? Wouldn't my body have digested its own cheese?
Okay, but, you know, poop is biodegradable. It cleans up.
Poop's disgusting. I put that in a toilet. You got pus into a tissue and no one thought less about it.
Infection. It's full of infection. Poop
is poop.
It's just waste. It's not all infected.
All right. Raise your hand if you'd rather have poop coming out of your wound than pus.
Pus is an infection. That's infection. If
so
you get poop
you'd rather
on your-
pop zits, 16-year-old Allison, before prom night, and popping little brown heads.
I'm just saying.
And they're spraying across the mirror.
I mean, that's because we know what comes out of them. So that's expected. But that pus is an infection. That's infection. That's
I know what pus is. I don't know what poop is.
It's just food that's been digested.
I'll just close by saying Tom Arnold, the great Tom Arnold.
Oh, did you hear about this? Are you going to talk
he
about
he had the colostomy bag a while
oh,
ago.
I thought you were going to talk about Schwarzenegger. How he outed Schwarzenegger.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. Oh, okay. I had not heard that. But it's weird. I brought up this whole colostomy bag thing.
Yeah.
Because he was on Opie and Anthony getting interviewed by Jim Norton.
Okay.
And he had a colostomy for a time. Like you were saying, where it's reversed later on.
Yeah.
He was not like this was a lighthearted thing or anything good.
Yeah.
And I quote, it was so horrible and so humbling.
It is. So but I'm saying, like, wouldn't you, I would not date him because he had that.
Well,
if
married.
If I didn't date him, it would be because he's a jerk or because he has bad teeth or because he's not kind to others or because he lacks confidence or, you know, there's a score of other reasons that I wouldn't date someone. But one of them, just because he had a colostomy, that's not a red X for me.
All right. What's this about him outing Schwarzenegger?
They did this, I guess, this interview where I guess he tweeted out or it was in, I think it was in an article. And then he sent a rebuttal through Twitter or something. But when he and Schwarzenegger, I don't know if he's in Schwarzenegger's new movie. And that's why it came out.
Escape Plan. God, that looks bad.
I know. Two lead actors who can't speak English. They're just, they both have marbles
it's
in
just,
their mouth the whole time.
You want to like it. It's like Baby Expendables.
I mean, exactly. I mean, I kind of want to.
Can you imagine in the day? Schwarzenegger, like Cobra era Schwarzenegger, or I'm sorry, Stallone.
I actually like
Conan
those
era.
Guys in a sense, and I do
They're
like
great.
Action movies.
I loved that crap as a kid.
And I cracked up at the first Expendables. I didn't see the next one. But
second was bad.
I didn't see
Ooh.
It. But I thought the first one was kind of fun and
first
kitschy.
Wasn't that good, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, they poked fun at themselves and all that, so it was fine enough. I mean, I didn't give it like 3 thumbs up or whatever, but I mean, it was fine enough for what it was. But this, I don't
peeing
know.
Blood and 3 thumbs.
I don't know if Tom Arnold is in this new movie and that's how he got interviewed or what
I
the
mean,
buzz
they've been butt buddies since like True Lies.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But he was talking about how Schwarzenegger, he's 67, but he's never, you know, he's one of those ones. There's that jump rope song. And when you're swinging the rope and the person jumps in and you say, don't leave the rope empty, and the other person has to jump in before the other person jumps out. And that's what he's saying, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He doesn't leave that rope empty, and he'd have like 4 or 5 lays every day, different lays, you know?
Oh, wow.
And so he was outing Schwarzenegger, saying, hey, this guy, even at 67, he's not hurting for tail, you know?
No, the guy's just a virile mega man.
And that's what people were saying. They were saying, hey, does this gross you out? Or do you think, hey, 2 thumbs up for being 67 and getting your hammer
it's
on?
It's Arnold. He's above your opinion.
I guess.
That's all that matters.
I guess.
Like, you don't have the right to judge Arnold.
I mean, I don't care. I mean, that's
no, I'm enough. Saying anyone being interviewed for that.
Yeah. So, but
like,
I mean,
they should
even
open
if
their mouth and the other guy just screams, inconsequential!
But then at the same rate, Suzanne Somers, she's, I believe, 66, and she's doing all of these runs of talk shows
she
talking
was
about.
She was hot until like 10 years ago. I
but
mean,
even,
she really held
but
it together.
But who cares?
For a while.
She's 66. Does your mom look like that? Does
my
mom
look
like
my mom looks kind of preserved for 70.
I mean, she does look nice, but I'm saying.
Like at 70, people look 70.
But
she's
66. So,
yeah. And
I mean,
you're saying if she's even mildly screwable. Well, hell, what is, let me punch up Sharon Stone. Sharon Stone is still like weirdly screwable.
I mean, she's very attractive. We were talking about that last night, me and a couple friends of mine.
She's
saying.
55.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I'd still go for a role with Sharon Stone like yesterday, man.
But I think even Suzanne Somers, I think for 66
let me
or
look
60,
up Suzanne Somers, what she's looking like now.
But anyhow, she's promoting all of this natural hormones and saying, like, you get on this natural kick or whatever.
I don't think she's on natural anything right now. She suddenly...
But her husband is 77. Look up a picture of her and her husband. Her husband's 77, and he's still attractive for 77. Like, he's well put together. Anyhow, she was talking about how she's on all these hormones and blah, 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 and... That's, you know, as you get older, you know, you're losing things, and which is true as far as hormones go. And a lot of females are on estrogen and all these kinds of things. Anyhow,
he looks like a disgraced cardinal that they like shipped back to the old country because he was touching kids.
No, he just looks like a tan, but he's not like, what's his face? Who's, was married.
Oh, here
to
he is without the
Rod
facial
Stewart's
hair.
Ex. I forget that guy's name, who's all tanned.
Who, Rachel Hunter?
No. Alana Stewart. Alana Stewart. Hamilton. Something Hamilton. And he's got gray hair and he's like wicked tan all the time.
George Hamilton?
I think so, yeah. And then he was married to Alana Stewart. They had a TV show, I think, for a little while. Like he...
Yeah, George Hamilton's the real, real tan son
of
a bitch. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think he was married to Alana Stewart and then got divorced. or something.
That's a real name.
I think so.
I thought that was like just some white trash name my ex had, even though she wasn't white.
I mean, I don't know. But anyhow, she so Suzanne Summers is promoting all of this natural hormones and taking care of your body. And she's always been into the health and fitness, whatever, her and the Thighmaster and all these.
I remember that. Like when she used to do the buns of steel crap at like 54. And I'm like, God, I'd hit that.
But anyhow, she talked about her and her husband scrumping twice a day. Like at least twice a day. Sometimes it's 3 and 4 Good. Times a day. Yeah. And so people were like,
I take all the lube in the world at that point. Good for them.
I don't know that they need it. But she says, you know, when it's 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning when they get up, he's typically on his own. But, yeah, they still fool around and have nude day and all this kind of stuff.
Ah, so. They don't need nude day looking like that. But sex, good for them.
Yeah, that's what I say. More power to them. Nothing wrong with that. But they all look great. They're all looking good. Schwarzenegger. I mean, those things. Everyone's
I love
kind of
thinking of him banging around. But just because I was such a huge fan of his, like, as a kid.
But a lot of people are just got their underwear tied in a knot about it. They're like, that's disgusting. What a disgrace and blah, blah, blah.
I mean, he was never a particularly good looking dude to begin with. He was just really cock diesel and he still is. He just has crappier hair and like weirder, saggier skin. But he's still muscular as hell.
Yeah. I mean, whose dad looks like that? Nobody's. You see what I'm saying?
I was trying to come up with a funny reference, which would play so well in a comedy show, but I had nothingness. Just void.
That works, too.
Nah, pregnant pauses.
So, I mean, would you do somebody who was missing a limb, then?
How much of the limb?
Part of it, all of it, an arm.
I'll say
half
this.
An arm, leg.
There was a girl. You know me and my love of Reddit gone wild. If you're correct. Unfamiliar with Reddit, it's a site where you pretty much can post literally about anything, and Gone Wild was a subsection of Reddit where users, especially young girls, would post themselves naked.
Right.
And there was a girl who had mutant baby arm, I want to call it. It was literally just like it went to elbow, and then it was like 5 finger nubs
correct.
On the end of the elbow.
Yeah.
And she would like catfish you with these photos because it would be like 4 doggy style photos of like her, and it looked like just her elbows on the bed from behind. You're like, oh, that's not bad. And then like the fifth picture was always this reveal, like, whee, like arms in the air, except it was like arm and then nub. And that threw me into a cold sweat.
Yeah. But I mean, if she was your girlfriend or whatever, you're not going to date her because she's, what if she's
if
cool or
whatever?
If I was
seeing someone, they lost a limb.
Yeah.
That's different. No, I mean, these are things you should be able to dismiss people for and not feel particularly horrible.
But I mean, are you dismissing them for it? Yeah. I wouldn't. I don't care. I tell this story all the time, but one time I was in Cracker
Barrel. I mean, what if they're missing all four? Am I going to play boxing Helena with her?
Actually, there was this guy, and he's missing all four. He's very popular. He's done a lot of videos. The guy is handsome.
Is he the guy from Shallow Hal?
No.
Who was rich?
No. He's got his limbs. They're just all crippled up. You know,
same difference.
That's different. I'm saying one is gone. But this guy came in to Cracker Barrel, and I don't know what celebrity he kind of looks like, but he's a very buff
obviously
dude.
An affluent one if he's in Cracker Barrel spending it up like that.
I'm just saying he was very, very fit. He was very muscular, upper body, and the guy came.
Wait, he's literally a worm though.
No, this guy,
how did he have pecs without?
He had arms. This guy had arms. I said this is somebody else. This is not the internet guy who has no limbs and just has a flipper foot.
Like, is that how he texts you?
No, this is
like
someone
my
else.
Left foot, my left flipper.
He's not texting me. He's just an internet celebrity, basically, because he was born with no limbs. I think his website.
Oh, that creepy mother effer.
Yeah, he does all these inspirational videos.
Yeah.
But he's not creepy. I mean, he looks.
Oh, no, he's creepy.
No, like if you just see
here's creepy Allison. Would you bring a 4-year-old up to him and not get a reaction of?
Yeah, they could do that to your beardy face too. So
oh, come on,
that's true.
I look like the pictures of Christ on their church.
I don't think so.
That'll be fine.
What would Jesus do? Not look like you? That's what he would do. So
he'd forgive you for saying that, as I am.
Anyhow, so this guy comes in Cracker Barrel, and this guy, his upper body, he has arms, he has a chest, and the guy is built, right? But he has no legs. But not only does he not have any legs, he has like no nubs or anything. Like he's just a torso, but a normal size torso. There's nothing like, If you just saw him in a photograph from the waist up, he just looks like a handsome,
when
chiseled
did, like,
guy.
Show exist Anyhow, the, to make me uncomfortable.
But listen, the guy came in. He didn't come in on a wheelchair. He didn't come in on a rollator. He didn't come on an electric whatever.
Was he on a rolling? Or
he was on a skateboard. He was.
If I had a command of the English language, I wouldn't say a rolling board and catch myself halfway through as I search for the word skateboard.
Anyhow, this guy was attractive. If he would have given me his number and asked me out, I would have went out
really?
With him. No question. This guy is very attractive, only he just did not have legs. It does not bother me in the least. But if his teeth are jacked and he's got all of his legs. And
so you would have like screwed Rocky Dennis.
I mean, I have a thing.
Great teeth. Great teeth.
I mean,
some real choppers on this kid.
He does not have good teeth. He had bad teeth.
No. In this hypothetical, looks exactly like Rocky Dennis.
I have a thing about like acne and stuff too.
Great complexion too. Skin of a China doll.
Okay.
Teeth of a thoroughbred.
He just has a 9-inch forehead.
Yeah. Just looks like a Thanksgiving turkey with human flesh as his face.
Like two Frankenstein heads on top of each other.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only difference. Doesn't even poop into his tummy or anything.
I don't know. Can he wear hats?
Special made dapper hats.
Maybe. He's got good teeth and he has a good complexion.
Great complexion.
Okay. And he's confident.
Oh, cocky as hell. Just the most charming Rocky Dennis you can imagine. Kraken wise.
Is he successful?
Yeah, he's doing great. Other than his freakish melon. Doing great. Successful lawyer. Oh, helps yeah. the poor.
I like this guy.
Volunteers at an animal shelter.
If he was real, I'd date this
Goes
guy.
Goes down like a champ.
Every year he gets one of those.
You have to put your legs in different time zones to accommodate the head, but
I'm flexible.
Eats it with a knife and fork.
I think I'm in. But every year he's getting like an Abe Lincoln hat. Or actually, you know what they sell those cat in the hats at like the fair?
Yeah. I remember when those were big in the late 90s. With every kid who smoked like an ounce a day or more.
Except his is bull.
You have the tears in your eyes right now that I had during Gravity.
Because I have a very vivid imagination.
Except for talking about scrumping Rocky Davis. Rocky Dennis.
So he's black too.
Yeah.
Good old Rocky Davis Jr. But he's got a good complexion. He's got good teeth.
Oh, man.
He's successful and charming.
We can get out. We can get out. We're not topping that guffaw from you, young lady.
Oh, I'm good with it.
You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Ooh. I was joined today by Allison Frank.
Yay.
You want me on Twitter, at Papa's Basement. She's at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N. Papa's Basement is hosted at inpapasbasement.com. Go there for new episodes every Monday, every Thursday, as well as my writing.
Okay.
And our contact info. You got the aforementioned Twitter accounts, facebook.com/papasbasement.
Sounds good.
And an iTunes subscription link. Please subscribe to us on iTunes. That's what really helps us get noticed out there. You don't have to download us that way. You can get it from the site if that's easier, or stream it from the site. Just subscribe once.
Sounds good.
Leave a comment.
I'd do it.
That's it.
I've done it twice.
No, you haven't done it. You haven't done it at all. And you're on the damn show.
But I do.
Now you made me mad.
Rocky Dennis Jr.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
Woo! just me. Big thoughts. Big dreams. We don't need human touch. We don't need human touch. We don't need human touch. We don't need. Beep, beep, boop, boop, boop. I think I nailed it.